Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone. Again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor, and kind of what I like to think, pretty badass mama jamma, controlling all the things that I do with my two little munchkins. And today what I wanted to go over was a common question that I find comes up with my coaching clients, the people that are doing my Maximize Your Clinic course, and that is the fear of what happens when somebody reschedules or cancels, or what to do with the free time that you have throughout your day. Again, I'm a huge, huge proponent of blocking your schedule and making sure that those gaps, those blank spaces in your schedule are kept to as much of a minimum as possible. And we're going to go over some techniques that I use and some tricks that I use to really maximize on my patient seeing time and therefore open up a lot more of my creative time in my business. Now, before we jump into the training for today, I want to tell you about the sponsor of today's podcast, and that is the 7-day detox program that I've created. It is completely done for you. All you have to do is download it and implement it. It takes no more than 24 hours to do so, and you can literally start promoting it to your patients either as soon as you download it or by the next day and start getting that money rolling in. The 7-day detox program is consistently my most profitable program that I offer in my practice, and it is the most widely sought out program that I offer in my business to other practitioners. So if you'd like to check it out, go to www.maximizebusiness.ca/7-day-detox-program. And that's the number 7-day detox program. You can check it out, download it today, and get started right away. We also have a complete support group on Facebook if you have any questions, concerns, or anything, and I check that all the time. So you are never alone when it comes to implementing something new. Okay, so let's talk about the topic on hand for today, which is maximizing your time, basically. So first things first is I find, especially with my new practitioners, and trust me, I was there 100% in the beginning. Anytime somebody canceled or rescheduled, I immediately took it as a personal hit. Like, it just gets you right in your heart and you're just like, man, what did I do? Why doesn't this patient want to come see me? I just did all this research and they're never going to know how amazing it was. And, you know, they're not following the plan that we created. And the first thing that I encourage everybody to remember is, while we want it to be, health is not the number one priority for everybody, nor is coming into your clinic, as much as you'd like them to follow your schedule. Other things that come up are always going to take place in before your visit, meaning if finances become tight, if a family issue arises, if there's bad weather, if it's just really bad timing for work, or maybe there's a vacation. All these reasons are the most common reasons why people cancel or reschedule. It's very rarely that you're not a good naturopathic doctor or healthcare practitioner and that the person just is not like aligning themselves with you. And if that is the case, that they just don't click with you, that's also completely fine. Bad referrals spread like wildfire. You do not want to be keeping people around in your office that just do not connect and are not going to sing your praises, because we want all those beautiful word of mouth referrals. So number one is just kind of you know, letting it go a little bit, letting that ego go, letting it go that it's about you and the results that you want for the patient, and recognizing that they have a life outside of this practice. They have a life outside of sitting in your office, and things just happen. So that's where at least having a task scheduling system where if somebody cancels, you can follow up with them and just say, you know, when can we book you back in? But a reschedule is always a win. So at least they're still staying on your calendar. They're just not coming in today. And that is completely fine. You haven't lost them. It's just timing didn't work out for that particular person. So don't take that personal. But when those gaps come up in your day, you can do one of two things. One is you can look at your latest appointment for the day and see if maybe they would like to come in at that time. You'd be surprised how many people don't want to be waiting until 7 or 8 o'clock at night to see you. They would love to come see you sooner. Maybe their day opened up. Maybe they're on a day off. You never know. And at least asking, hey, I just happened to have a cancellation. Would you like to come in a bit earlier, free up your evening, is not a bad thing. And I do this with people all the time on my schedule because I don't want to be staying any later at my office than I have to. So just inviting them to come in a little bit sooner is not the worst case scenario. Now, if that last appointment doesn't move, you know, there's kind of no point in asking anybody else to move because your day is still going to be just as long and you'll still have that gap no matter what, but you never know. So never assume that you're bothering somebody by inviting them to come into your office sooner. If that doesn't pan out, the other most important thing that you need to do is immediately go back to your to-do list. And on the last call that we had on the podcast, I talked about how to set up your calendar for the year and really block in where you want things to happen. But maybe it gives you the opportunity to move your Facebook post a little bit sooner, or schedule out your emails for the month within that time frame so you don't have to do a massive day of emailing. Or maybe that's a perfect opportunity to review your conversion rates for your lead magnets, or check your open rates for your emails, or check your inventory for any expired product. You should always be doing something that is going to help to move your business forward within that time period. Do not open up social media and waste the next 30 minutes looking at what other people are posting. That is not a good use of your time. I personally look at any gifts like that as a gift from the universe. I'm very spiritual that way. I know that the universe is watching out for me all the time. Whenever I want something, it always delivers. And I welcome sometimes those gaps because it means I get to eat lunch that day or have a snack, or I get to catch up on my charting that I otherwise would have had to push off to the very end of the day or the next day. You know, it allows me some freedom to maybe just sit and watch a show that I've been wanting to watch and turn my brain off for a little bit, or listen to a webinar replay. There's so many things that I know you could be doing with that half an hour to that hour gap period that you're most likely not using to your benefit. So always be thinking of ways that you can crunch your time together. And that's why, again, with patients, if you look at your schedule and you know routinely you're having massive gaps in the afternoon, or your Tuesdays are constantly spread out with patients just all over the place, you might want to also entertain the idea of chunking down your hours that you see patients. So on Tuesdays, I'm open from 12 to 7:30, but I always have a gap between 3 and 5 because that's when people are, you know, picking up their kids from school, they're leaving work for whatever reason. So that's usually a time that I will make all about my marketing and administrative stuff. But I could also say that I'm no longer going to be seeing patients as early as noon. Maybe I will start seeing patients as early as 4, do 4 to 7:30, and I'll still make the same amount of money by the end of the day because all those patients are now being forced into a smaller chunk of time, which frees up the biggest part of my Tuesday. And that's exactly what I did with my schedule. Unfortunately, I had to wait until I had a child to feel comfortable doing this. But that's exactly what I did with my Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, was I just chunked out when I was going to see patients and freed up a lot more time on my schedule to be doing other things, marketing, connecting with people, doing extra trainings, putting together webinar slides and presentation slides. I don't want to be constantly doing little bits all over the place. I really need to sit down, chunk it out, get it done, be focused, and just move on. And I think that's how everybody functions. But for the most of us that are listening, I'm sure you understand what I mean by, you know, doing 5 minutes here, being distracted, doing 10 minutes here, and you're really never getting focused into the project that you want to complete. So when these times and spaces open, or these gaps open in your calendar, try to find a way to either fill them up as quickly as you can. Maybe you have a wait list that you can be calling people, and or go right back to your to-do list. Stay focused in the fact that you would have been seeing a patient anyway, so this time would have been used up already, and do something more that's going to forward your business and save you time at the end of the day or another day that you would have chunked it out anyway. And by doing that, by leveraging and pivoting really quickly with these open gaps, it really does allow you to get things done. And it really also opens up your free days. So maybe you can have a full free day where you don't even open your laptop once a week, and let that be kind of a you day. Get a massage, go out with friends, go see a movie. These are all the things that we also need to be doing just as humans to help give us that work-life balance that we all want. So take these things into consideration. And if you have any other tips that you could offer our listeners, please comment below, either if you're listening to this on my website, maximizebusiness.ca, post a little post on Instagram. So follow me at Andrea Maxim ND. And if you know that you're just really, really struggling with compartmentalizing your time, getting things done, not allowing the overwhelm to completely freeze you from being able to do anything, contact me. We'll set up a strategy session and do that personally by just emailing me info@themaximmovement.com. You can also go to my website, maximizebusiness.ca, and click work with me and book in for a strategy call there as well. I am 100% here for you, and you know what your limitations are. If you even just reflect on how the past 6 months have gone and you're still nowhere further than you were back then, now, then that's a real big red flag that, you know, it's just not a strength of yours to stay on target and stay accountable to yourself and give yourself permission to move things around in your schedule. And that's what I'm here for. My whole job here is just to give you a gentle push in maybe a realm that you're just not comfortable going into on your own. But it's amazing what can happen on the other side of that. So contact me personally, info@themaximmovement.com. And we'll set up a time and we'll chat and get everything worked out for you. No more fear. And this year is going to be your year. Thanks again so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. And please leave a review on iTunes so that we can spread this podcast to more people. And of course, share it with other people, your friends that you know would love to listen to this too. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.